Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably... You know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am the smart. I am the smart. S-M-R-T. I mean, S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 for the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Cliff Inico back on the show. Cliff is back. I know, I'm excited too. Cliff is the author of all the eBay tax and marketing books that you want to know about. The Seller's Tax and Legal Guide, the eBay Marketing Bible, the Answer Book, etc. Also in his new one, it's called the Crowdfunding Handbook, which is a very important publication that he's produced within the last year. And he's an attorney and currently practicing, helping small business owners just like you. And occasionally he shares some time with us and spends some time with us and shares some of his wisdom and knowledge. Cliff Inico, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Always a pleasure.
Good to have you with us. One of the things I know you've been writing about recently are some of the things that small business owners deal with when emotionally and practically when they're fighting the big boxes, or especially when new big boxes come to town. You know, interesting though, recently, Cliff, a lot of the big boxes are leaving town, right? Macy's is closing up a bunch of stores. Sears is closing up a bunch of stores. What is it? Best Buy? Best Buy is closing up a bunch of stores.
Yeah,
so
right.
the big box, this is what you and I have been telling the small business owners for years. Everybody doesn't want what those guys have.
Mm-hmm.
They want more people want what small business owners have, which is real connection.
Yeah. Of all the programs that I have given over the years, Jim, this is the one that has changed the most often in the last, like, 10, 15 years.
Yeah.
Like, every couple of years, somebody asks me to talk about this, and it's never the same talk two ways twice. This is the world of big box retail has changed radically.
It's about to come to an end.
I think it is, at least brick and mortar big box retailer.
That's right.
There is one.
What if it's not brick and mortar? You can't be a box if it doesn't have brick and mortar.
Well, that's right. But big box retail is being challenged by something else. It's not so much a question that people don't want what they have. We're going to talk about that in a minute. But there's something else going on, and I can do it in one word, which is totally change the face of retail in a way that is not favorable to the big box retailers. And the really big ones, you know, Walmart's, Costco's,
yep.
they are trying to address this. They're trying to grapple with this. And it has nothing to do with the customer experience. Although, you know, you are an advocate of the customer
experience. It has everything to do with customer experience.
It does. It does, although I will tell you one thing. See, I'm a little bit more cynical than you are.
That's because you're a lawyer.
I'm a lawyer, right? You know, yeah. What can I say? It goes with the territory.
Yeah.
I got to be like that. But one of the things that they say, I mean, and there are still some places. There's actually a town in my neck of the woods where Walmart is putting in one of their superstores. So they are still putting in new stores. It's not something that's totally irrelevant. You may be living in a town that will be facing down a Walmart or a Costco or a Home Depot.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is still happening, although it's not like it was in the 80s and 90s, but it's still happening. And the big thing, and this is something that I talk about, people, you know, everybody, whenever I talk to a small business owner who's facing this, they say, oh, I'm not worried. My customers will stick with me because I provide them with better service. I provide them with a customer experience that the big box retailers cannot have. And then 3 months later, they're dead. They're gone.
Well, if they can't just say that, that's for sure. But they
it's an epitaph. I always
let me tell you something. The companies that say that to you actually probably are going to make it. It's the people who try to fight the big boxes at their game. They try to outbid them on price.
You can never do that.
Be
a big box on price.
You can't do it.
But also, here's where I'm a little bit more cynical than you are. You also can't compete with them on service alone. There's got to be something else.
Well, it depends on how you define service.
Here's where I'm cynical, Jim. People want better service. There's no question about it. But they don't want to pay for it. They don't want to pay extra for that.
Not for service,
but they will pay extra. The good deals. They also want the good deals, Jim. You know yourself. Do you know what the concept of showrooming is? Have you ever heard of showrooming?
Yeah.
This has killed so many of my clients.
Yeah.
Where people come in, they ask all kinds of questions, they take up
staff time. They get smart with you, and then they go buy the lower deal.
And then they go on Amazon and they buy it for 30% off. Exactly.
Well, you got people like that. But here's the thing. There are people out there. The good news about small business is we don't have to conquer the world. All we have to do is make sure we know who are the people out there who are willing to pay for our special sauce. And I will say this. You're right that people won't pay more for service necessarily, but here's what they will pay you more for. If you save them time, they will pay you more.
Bingo. That's it.
We'll talk about this some more after these messages.
Don't focus on the service. Focus on
Cliff Inico, ladies and gentlemen, has lurched uncontrollably to the truth. He and I will be right back after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.